In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is going to be a sermon on prayer. And for the 100 or so of you in here, you know, you might get 100 different reactions to that. Some of you may be excited because you pray often. And prayer has been a big part of your life, and you're always excited to learn more about prayer, find more ways to help in your prayer. Some of you may already know you're going to be bored. And you know why? Because you don't pray. And because you've pretty much decided that you don't need to pray very much. It's not your thing. Other people do that. Some of you, sadly, will feel guilty right away because it's not that you have anything against prayer or don't want to do it, but you very much struggle to get it done. But wherever you fall, and maybe you fall somewhere else besides those three, I hope that you will at least get something out of this sermon that will help you in your prayers. That would definitely be the goal. Okay? And if any of you do have that thought that, well, I'm not one that, you know, I'm not one for prayer. I do all right without prayer. I would just remind you that Jesus himself prayed. That's a pretty big deal. If Jesus himself, man of all mans, King of kings, Lord of lords, if he prayed, then chances are we probably should be doing it too. Now, here's the thing about prayer, which many of you know, but you know, there are some people in here in the pews that could preach a lot better sermon on prayer than I can. Because the thing about prayer is that largely it's a matter of practice. It just takes practice. And many of you have a lot more practice at prayer than I do. And you're probably much better at it. I've said before, but it's such a helpful thing to remember. Prayer is very much like learning a new language. So when you're an infant and you're learning your language, you practice it. People speak it to you. You try to speak it back to them. And you kind of, at first, it's a rough going. But you learn it. And the same thing as an adult. You learn a language, it's going to take a lot of practice. Well, that's prayer. Some of you think you're not cut out for prayer, but it's just not true. You just haven't had a lot of practice at it, which is all of us at some point. So it's going to take practice. Now, if you're one that hasn't had a lot of practice, then do what the disciples did. They ask Jesus for help. Lord, teach us how to pray. And that's what you and I want to do. Lord, teach me how to pray. Okay, it's going to be kind of rough going at first, but teach me how to pray. And so, how do you start practicing for something like this? You use other people's prayers. That's why I put, just in case none of you have ever come across it, I made sure to put on your insert this morning the prayers from our catechism. Prayer for morning, prayer for evening, and prayer at mealtime. Those are your most important times to pray. But if you're one that has struggled with prayer, that's how you start. You use other prayers and you practice with them. So use Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, so forth. Then you can use the Lord's Prayer, Psalms, prayer books, portals of prayer, make a list, you know, do all this stuff. It's all good practice. All right, that's not really the main thing I wanted to tell you today, but I wanted you to hear that, okay? Prayer starts with a lot of practice. But there are three things that I really want to tell you about prayer today. We could talk about prayer, by the way, all day long, because there's so many things, and we could all probably help each other a lot. But I've only got limited time. So three things. The first thing is, I want to be real clear, what does Jesus mean when he says, ask and you will receive? So we'll figure that out. Then secondly, why should you pray if God already knows what you need? That's one that bothers us a lot. So we'll do that one. And then thirdly, there are two ways we make prayer way too hard. And I'll talk about them. So first of all, what does Jesus mean when he says, ask and you will receive? That's in the gospel reading today. And by the way, he says that in other places too. It's not just one time. And sadly, this is really sad, but it's just true, that when we hear those words, our first reaction is to try to explain them away. Because we become so accustomed to, we don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. So we say, now wait a minute, that doesn't mean that you can ask for whatever you want and you'll receive it. But you see what we do in the process? We basically said, they don't mean anything. But they do mean something. I mean, you don't have to apologize for Jesus. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And he says, ask and you'll receive. Well, why does Jesus say this? Well, because he wants you to really understand something about prayer. And that is that you can ask for whatever you want and you'll receive it. That's what he means. See, one of the best ways, if you're struggling with prayer ever, which we do sometimes have times where we're struggling with it, one of the best things you can do is remember that prayer is just like mom and dad and children. That's why Jesus says in the Lord's Prayer to call him Father. One of the best things to understand prayer is just think of little kids talking to mom and dad. And what do little kids do? They ask for what they want. Now, do they think they're always going to get what they want? No, of course not. But they are not afraid to ask. And they know that mom and dad will answer their request. You know, they may give it to them, they may not, maybe later, may explain something, whatever. But they're never scared to ask. That's what Jesus is talking about. This is your heavenly Father. You are his son or daughter. You've been baptized into Jesus Christ, right? God's own child, I gladly say it. So if he's my dad, I ask. I don't have to go through anybody. I don't have to phrase it just right. I ask, and I know that God is going to answer that prayer. And in fact, we're so quick to explain it away that we don't really think about the minute I have prayed that prayer, it's been answered immediately. When I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that prayer is heard and answered immediately. Now, I may not know what the answer is immediately. It may not come for some time later, and the answer may not come the way I expected, but that prayer is answered immediately. Now, we could make a big deal, and we could say, well, Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, and yes, that's true. You know, if you ask to win the lottery, that's probably not asking in Jesus' name. But even that, don't make too much of that where you say, well, I can't ask for anything. Ask and you will receive. Those are Jesus' words to you, right? So just for one time, don't try to explain them and just believe them. Ask and you will receive. Right? That's Jesus' words to us. Secondly, why should we pray if God already knows what we need? This gets a lot of us. We say, well, it's like we found this little loophole. Oh, well, I don't have to pray because God already knows anyway, so it's no big deal, right? Well, this is a pretty big one. First of all, let's say that you and I don't pray to make God happy. We don't pray just because it's this requirement on a list and we get to check it off and good, now God's happy with me. Sadly, you know that we all do this. How often do we come into church, and I'm using that because we're all sitting in church right now, and we say the Lord's Prayer without thinking about the words? Now, yes, we're all prone to do that, and it's part of our sinful nature, but it doesn't make it right. You know, let's be clear. It's a sin to do that. It is a sin to go through the service and not think about what we're praying, not think about what we're singing, not listen when the prayers are being read. Now, is it going to happen? Of course it's going to happen. But we should be working against that. Because if we don't, then what's going on is we think, well, as long as I come in and mumble the words, God's happy and I can check it off the list. Well, that's not prayer. That's not prayer. So God isn't happy just because we showed up. But okay, getting that out of the way, well, why do we pray? If God, if we don't have to check this off and he already knows what we need. Well, I'm so thankful that we have our small catechism. And I'm not going to have time to go through the whole thing. But look at how Martin Luther explains the Lord's Prayer. It is so wonderful. So I'll give you a couple examples. The first petition, hallowed be thy name. And in the small catechism says, what does this mean? And it says, well, God's name is certainly holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it would be holy among us also. It's almost as if Martin Luther knew what you and I were going to say. We were going to say, well, why should I pray for this? God's already going to make his name holy. Well, yes, but you want his name to be holy among you. He does the same thing with the next one, thy kingdom come. What does this mean? Well, the kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. You see what he's doing there? I mean, we could sit here all day and say, I don't need to pray, God already knows what I need. But that would totally miss the point. We pray so that God's kingdom and name and his will would be done among us in my life, that I would be part of it. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? Well, the good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. So that's what's going on there. Why are we praying? Not because we've got to, make God be good to us or inform him of what we need. No, he knows what we need. But we pray so that the door would be opened, so that Christ would come into our lives and make his name holy and make his kingdom come and make his will be done and give us our daily bread. All of this stuff, we're praying because so that we would be open to receiving it from God. Finally, one more thing. If you, and some of you have, if you practice prayer a lot, you will come across two things that make prayer kind of hard sometimes. The first thing is when we try to figure out how God should answer the prayer. This will make your prayer so hard that you will never want to pray again. So let's say that I have family that's, let's say I have family who's having trouble at home. Marriage is going rough right now. So I'm going to pray about them. Well, I pray for so-and-so, and then I start to think about, well, here, God, if you would take care of it this way, X, Y, and Z, do this and solve the problem. Well, if you do this, if you've had this, you know what I'm saying. After a while, it gets plain out exhausting because we can't figure out how God should solve this problem. In fact, sometimes it seems like it's impossible to solve it. So your prayers will be so much lighter and so much easier if you just state the request. Just state the problem. Don't try to figure out what God should do to solve it. Just come to him and pray for them and tell God their struggles. Let him figure out the solution. That will make your prayers a lot easier. The second thing that we try to do sometimes, and you all know this one, is we will basically set a timeline on when we expect the prayer to be answered. And the reason this makes our prayers hard is because after a while, let's say we've been praying for something for 2 months, and then we finally just get exhausted of praying for it. And so we just give up on it and let it go. So this is where you have to be very careful that you're not praying and expecting God, this is when I expect you to answer, and this is how I expect you to answer. Now, we all kind of know that, but we need to be reminded of that all the time. When we pray, we just pray. And we leave it with God and say, okay, God, you're going to take care of it in your time and in the way you know best. So I'll leave it to you. And if you can do even those two little things, boy, what a load off. Because a lot of us don't pray on a given day because we see it just, it's too hard. We don't want to go through the work of it. Well, you got to take some of that load off. Just bring the things to God, bring your requests, bring the problems to God, and just let him deal with them. So much more could be said today, but I think you all know what to do. You all know what to do, even without my telling you anything. Pray. 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 Ask. Just ask and practice. Practice like anything else, and when you come across a problem, pray about that. Believe his promise. Ask and you will receive. You will. You really will. And pray not so that you can, make God happy or inform him of what you need, but just to be part of his work. And lastly, don't make it too hard by trying to figure out the answers to your prayers before you even pray them. So friends, you are God's son, you are his daughter. Call to him and ask him for help, and you will receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.